It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
June 21st, and a very happy summer solstice to you. June 21st is the summer solstice, or the beginning of summer in the Northern Hemisphere, and the beginning of winter solstice in the Southern Hemisphere. So, summer for me, winter maybe for you, I don't know. Happy summer or winter, either way. 1948, the first stored program computer, the Small-Scale Experimental Machine, or SSEM, runs its first program. It was written by Professor Tom Kilburn, and it takes 52 minutes to run. The tiny experimental computer had no keyboard or printer, but successfully tests a memory system developed at Manchester University in England. It used a cathode ray tube, could store programs, and previous electronic computers had to be rewired to execute each new program. Problem. 1961, the first practical plant for the conversion of seawater to drinking water was dedicated by President John Kennedy as he pressed a switch and installed it in his office in Washington, D.C. 20 years later, 1981, IBM retires the last IBM 7030 Stretch mainframe. It's a part of the 7000 series that was the company's first transistorized computer. In 1995, Microsoft representatives met with Netscape Communications, requesting that Netscape not compete with Microsoft in the web browser market. Microsoft offered to invest in Netscape and in exchange for a seat on the board of directors. Jim Clark refuses and then calls lawyer Gary Reback, which then contacts Joel Klein, who was with the Department of Justice and started the whole legal trials with the Department of Justice. And in 1998, Microsoft released Microsoft Outlook 98.
And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History.
Back in at 2000, Compaq Computer launched the new Presario 5000 and 7000 desktop computers, and the Presario 1400 and 1700 portable computers. They were available with case inserts and several colors, including amber orange, purple, green, red, blue, and smoky quartz. Also in 2000, Sun Microsystems releases version 5.2 of the Star Office free and open source Office software suite for Windows, Linux, and Solaris. 2001, Mac OS X version 10.0.4 was released. In 2004, Spaceship One becomes the first privately funded vessel to achieve spaceflight. Mike Melville becomes the first civilian to pilot the craft into space. 2005, Cosmos One, which is the world's first solar sail spacecraft, was launched into orbit aboard a Volna rocket fired from a Russian submarine submerged in the Barents Sea.
2007, Congress calls for a robot caucus to discuss how robots would be used in everyday tasks without getting all Terminator on us. Also in 2007, Nuance buys the T9 for $265 million. T9 predictive text input system that's installed in almost every cell phone. And Ralph Lauren unveils touch-sensitive window shopping in London. 2011, Apple releases the Final Cut Pro 10 to negative reviews. Since this was a 64-bit program that you could purchase right through the Mac App Store, there were a lot of incompatibilities with the 32-bit FCP7 version. And in 2014, Nest, an acquired company by Google, acquired Dropcam for $555 million. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.